Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botno with Natural North Dakota.
The landscapes in most areas looks quite bare this time of year with all the leaves off the trees. However, I've noticed that the leaves as well as the fruits of Russian olive are still hanging on. They're quite conspicuous even at a distance. Russian olive is not a true olive, so the common name is a bit of a misnomer. Russian olive is a Eurasian member of the oleaster family. North Dakota does, however, have some native members of the family, such as buffalo berry, rabbit berry, and silverberry. By the way, the commercially available olive is in the olive family. It might surprise you, but green ash and lilac are members of the olive family. Russian olive is well known for its winter hardiness, drought tolerance, and tolerance of a wide range of soils. It was introduced to the United States in the 1800s, and by the early 1900s was gaining widespread use in landscaping for hedges, soil stabilization, wildlife plantings, and the like. It was then used extensively in shelter belts planted in North Dakota and throughout the Great Plains going back to the 1930s. Russian olive has become quite successful in escaping these plantings. And when it does, it can displace more desirable native plants and plant communities. Russian olive can now be found in a variety of habitats across the state, but most frequently lower on the landscape, such as shorelines, ditches and streams, wet meadows, and low prairie. It's particularly invasive on sub-irrigated soils, which, as the name implies, lies above a shallow water table. Because of its invasiveness, Russian olive is of increasing concern. It's not listed as a noxious weed in North Dakota, but it is listed as such in Washington, Wyoming, and perhaps some other states. Many state and national natural resource agencies are now actively eradicating this species on their lands. And the Missouri Botanical Gardens website notes that Midwest Invasive Plant Network has listed Russian olive as an exotic invasive species in Missouri and the Midwest. They go on to state that it should not be planted in the Midwest. So as you travel about, take notice of the Russian olive. If you're observant, you'll probably see more of it than you have expected, and mostly growing in lower areas of the landscape. And if you're considering planting some Russian olive, please find a suitable substitute. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center and Dakota College at Botno. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.